Okay, this is Mal Sharp with Peter B. Collins. We're out here on the street looking at your billboard, Peter.
Yes, it's fabulous, and I get to share time with the Marlboro man and the unnamed representative of the Bank of America. This is a triple board. Every 11 seconds, a new panel appears, and a third of the time, I'm up there. It's kind of a third of a thrill.
Yeah, so what do we want to find out here on the street today?
Well, the exploration is, does anybody actually look at a radio station billboard and listen to that radio station because of it? I really don't know.
Yeah, here's a guy over here. Well, you actually work at KSFO. Your name is?
My name is Mark.
Yeah, you work here, and do you listen to KSFO?
I do occasionally, yes.
But you work at KSFO.
Yeah, so I pretty much have to. You know, you're walking the halls, it's on, you're listening.
So. Yeah, so what should we ask him, Peter?
If he would change radio stations because of a billboard.
You know, if it grabbed me, I might sample that radio station. I would have to jump out and say, now that's interesting.
I mean, have you ever seen a billboard that's changed your listening habits?
I don't know. It wouldn't necessarily change my habit. I think what it might do is get me to sample the station. Say, well, let's see what that's, you know, and then if I liked it, I might stay.
Yeah. Who do you think is the best-looking radio personality on radio billboards these days?
Oh, I would have to say it's Peter B. Collins. At least the side I see. I don't know. That might be his good side. You really don't, you know.
Yeah,
what
yeah.
You say
yeah.
your left that that's, we see there?
Yeah, well, you feel good about this, Peter?
This is an actual DMV photo that KSFO used to keep our costs down. And also, they only have to pay me 50% of the fee to use my name and likeness on this billboard.
Because it keeps revolving.
Right. So this is the lowest possible budget approach to getting the word out. I understand there are 250 billboards all over the Bay Area, and I'd like to apologize to anybody who's offended by that.
Well, let's see. Here comes a guy over here now. Hi. Can we ask you a question, sir?
No? Got time.
Okay. There's someone here just parking their car. Here's a couple of guys. Say, excuse me, can we ask you guys a question?
Yes.
Come on now, here. How you doing? Your name is?
That's fine. Aldo.
What is it?
Aldo.
And you are?
Jan.
Okay, this is Peter B. Collins here from KSFO. And actually, do you see who's on the billboard up there?
Yeah.
Who is it?
Beats B.
No, that's Peter B. Collins on the billboard. Where are you guys from?
I'm from France.
Huh?
France.
Uh-huh. Do you live in... I know what he said,
okay.
Peter.
It sounded like you couldn't hear that.
France, he said.
France, yes. Oui.
I have simply a different accent than you guys. That's basically it.
Okay. Do you live in San Francisco now?
Not really in San Francisco. I'm living in Marin County. Uh-huh.
Do you ever, you know, when you look at a billboard and you see Peter B. Collins up on the billboard, do you ever change radio stations?
Never, ever.
Never?
Never.
Never?
Never.
So, I mean, just look, there's Peter up there. Have you listened to KSFO?
Yes, I did, yes. Uh-huh.
Because of his billboard?
No, just because it just happened to be that way, and that's all.
How do you feel about this, Peter?
Well, it's nice that he listens, and I understand. I don't know that billboards really do change people's habits. I think they find stations they like, and billboards probably don't matter to them.
Oh, no. I've got to believe the billboards work, Peter. I really do.
I'm not sure.
What do you think?
I think it does. For the majority of the people, I think it does. But as far as I'm concerned, I don't really care.
Yeah. Well, we don't care about you because you're French.
No, I'm not French. I came from France, but I'm Italian.
Oh, this is confusing, isn't it?
Wait a minute. Now, if he's from France, could he possibly be a conehead? He doesn't have quite the profile.
No, he's not French, Peter.
Not French.
He's Italian.
That's right.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for talking to us here.
Okay. Thank you.
We learned a lot there. Okay. Good luck. What does he care? Here's a guy. Can I ask you a question, sir?
Sure.
There's a guy in his car over here, Peter.
It's a 4x4.
Yeah.
It's a 4x4, you bet.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
All right. This is Peter B. Collins here from KSFO.
All right. Hi, Peter B.
Nice to see you.
You're excited to meet him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a great day.
Why are you excited to meet him?
I've never met him before.
Uh-huh. Now, if you look at the billboard right across the street right now, do you see who's up there?
Well, it's half of Peter B.
Right.
His better half, actually.
Okay. You have a question for this gentleman, Peter?
Well, I want to know if you ever listen to KSFO, and if, having seen the billboard, you actually would tune in. Does it interest you at all?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Have you listened?
Yeah, let's see if we got you programmed in here on the automatic dial. I just came back from Tahoe, so I sometimes change the numbers around.
He's pushing all the numbers here. Where's the speaker here in your car?
No. See, this is tuned in for Tahoe.
He's on FM. Let's go to AM. Let's check out your AM.
There is no greater.
There it is.
What?
Math made easy video.
Number one.
Now, would you ever change radio stations because you saw a billboard? Like, did you watch Peter B. Collins before you saw his billboard?
Well, for $100, I might change radio stations.
So you can be bought.
But of course.
You can be bought.
We all have our price, right?
Now, a few months ago, Herb Cain ran an item in his column, and it was because he was lamenting Don Sherwood's passing once again. And he said, does anybody have KSFO preset on their radio? Now, we just checked it out, and you do. It's your button number one.
Number one button.
Could you give us a message for Herb Cain that you do have KSFO on your preset?
Jags are passe. Sometimes Herb is, too.
Ooh. Oh, I can't believe this. Okay.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah. Herb can't pick up KCSM either, you know, the jazz station that I work over at. Yeah. He's always...
Live.
What's that?
That wasn't live.
What?
No, it wasn't live. You weren't on the radio there.
Yeah.
We're taping it, though.
Yeah, but yeah.
Times.
And Herb is in the car right behind you here, in the old Ford.
That white Jag? No.
Okay.
I can drive over.
Ask you a question, ma'am. You just hanging out here?
I'm waiting for a cab.
What's that?
I'm waiting for a cab.
This is Peter B. Collins from KSFO here.
Mm-hmm.
How are you?
Fine, thanks.
Yeah. Do you listen to KSFO at all?
No, I don't.
Do you live here in San Francisco?
I do.
See, you see who's up on the billboard now, right across the street there?
Right.
Who is it?
That's Peter Collins. It was right here.
Yeah. You have a question for her, Peter?
Yeah. Would you listen to the radio because you've seen our billboard now? Could we persuade you to tune in? We're on a person-to-person campaign here to recruit listeners, and we actually don't think billboards do the job. I mean, here you are standing right across the street from the billboard, and you've never listened to KSFO.
How long has that billboard been there?
Oh, for a while now, I don't know.
Because I work in this building, so it's interesting that I think I have noticed it before when I'm waiting, but it hasn't caused me to turn on the station.
Yeah, I mean, you really didn't look up at that picture of Peter B. Collins. Look, there it is again. It comes around rotating. Look at that. Doesn't just the smile and a little gleam in his eye make you want to listen to KSFO?
Yes, now that I focus on it, yes.
Yeah, but you've never noticed it.
No, I haven't.
So it's the problem with you. You just don't have any kind of, you're spaced.
Well, no, I'm an economist. I'm always thinking about how to solve policy issues, so I'm sort of focused on what I'm doing most of the time.
Why isn't KSFO's promotion department working on economists, Peter?
Well, you know, we have a whole plan ready to roll out, aimed specifically at economists. In fact, we were thinking of recruiting a female economist for a talk show host. Because people are so riveted by these topics. You know, you roll the numbers past them, and they just have to stay tuned for more.
Right, exactly. I just spent an hour this morning doing a radio interview, talk show interview from in Wilmington, Delaware on healthcare. So I'm just really thinking about that. Now I'm going to, actually I'm just on my way to a lunch with Mary Bitterman from KQED. So
this is your day with the media, isn't it?
Well,
would you mention Peter B. Collins?
Yes,
I said hello, and we're working on our pledge deal. We're trying to trade her. In exchange for reducing the pledge drive on Channel 9, we're going to give her an hour on KQED to solicit... on KSFO, I got to get my call letters right.
Yeah.
To solicit money from our listeners.
Oh, great. Yeah. That's great. Yeah.
Would you tell her that at lunch?
I shall.
What are you planning to have for lunch?
Well, it's a set lunch. It's a menu. I don't know what they're serving. It's at a club.
Okay, well, this has been great. This has been your day. Have a good day.
Thank you.
God, she's going to see the woman that runs KQED. Here's a bike messenger over here. How you doing today? You're a bike messenger here in town?
Yeah.
Do you ever listen to the radio?
If I have time, which is not much.
Okay, she's heading off there now. Okay. Man, hi. Can we ask you our question of the day? You got a second?
I'm sorry.
Okay, he's sorry.